I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by an expert in cat behaviour. Eleanor Hinson joins me here on the Home and Garden Show this evening to talk more about cat behaviour and how we might be able to tell what our cats are thinking. Thanks for joining me, Eleanor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I'm not a cat owner, so this is a little bit alien to me, but I know lots of people have very special relationships with their cats. Are there things that people might be missing?
Well, there's been some research being carried out by Lily's Kitchen, makers of proper food for pets, and it suggests that we're a nation besotted with cats, but we find it difficult to understand their behaviours. And some of the things that came out in that research is that owners may struggle to understand why their cats don't eat like their dogs do. They eat lots of small meals, they like a running buffet, and they come across as being a bit pernickety.
Now, that is something you hear about cats quite a lot, that cats are quite independent and can almost come across as a little bit difficult and a little bit ungrateful. But is that not the case?
No, they're very, very different to dogs, and they're not really a social animal as such. They're more independent. They're hunters. They like to go out and, you know, perform their own natural behaviours. So the kind of things that affect their feeding behaviours, they might have caught a little mouse because they like to eat little rodents,
yeah,
or their food might be in a busy area that the cats don't particularly like, because they're quite shy animals as well. They're also prey animals, so they're very cautious.
I can imagine that, because a lot of people will keep cat food in the kitchen, for example, won't they? Which,
yeah.
I imagine if you're a family with lots of kids getting ready for school and all that sort of thing, it's a busy place
Absolutely.
To be in the mornings.
Yeah, and other cats that are kept with other cats can cause a problem, because to a cat that means competition, and they don't often like that. So they might gobble down their food, or they may pick at it in a quiet time rather than when the owner puts it down. So it looks like they're really fussy, but actually they might be a little bit worried about feeding.
One thing I think I know about cats is that when they're purring, they're happy. Is that true?
Not necessarily. It can mean contentment, but it can also mean that they are worried, they're stressed, and also in pain or close to death.
Really?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh.
So it's not one size fits all with that.
How else can you know which kind of purring that is?
With a purr that where a cat wants attention, they will meow and purr at the same time, and they'll sort of come up to you and rub themselves on you. That's a solicitation purr, so you know that that's when they want attention. If your cat's quite withdrawn and they're purring, it might be a sign of pain. If they are in pain or suffering from medical problems, that could also, the purring could go along with that too. So it's not always a sign that they're happy.
Oh, well, you need to keep an eye on that if you are a cat owner. And this is something that's come up in the research. Now, it says here that 4 in 5 people who are cat owners think that when their cat does that really annoying thing and sits on their laptop, that they just want a bit of attention.
Yeah, that's why cats do that.
Yeah, that must be the most frustrating thing if you're a cat owner and trying to get some work done.
They do, and you paying lots of attention to your laptop. Your laptop's very warm, it's emitting lots of heat, and you're paying lots of attention to it, and they come and sit right next to you, and why not? So it could be a combination of the warmth and also your attention on that particular thing, and lots of noises might attract them over to the laptop as well. So it's one of those behaviours you think, oh, I really need to get some work done, but this is actually quite nice too.
Yeah, there's some wonderful photos of that go around on the internet of cats on laptops that I quite enjoy. It's not the only slightly bizarre thing that cats can do though, is it?
No.
What's this about cats falling asleep on people's heads?
Yeah, my cat used to do that in the morning. He used to give me a little bit of an Indian head massage in the morning, which used to make me jump out of bed and go and feed him. Well, the head is quite a warm place to sleep, and with your hair there as well, it's a nice cosy place to sleep. So yeah, it's a place of choice, really.
I've got a small child. I can relate to that one. the other things that cats do that people have kind of said is a little bit odd, and they don't really understand why they do it. There's other things like that, aren't there?
So some of the research that came out from Lily's Kitchen is that more than 1 in 10 believe that their cat squashes into tiny spaces to hide, and it's being playful. Sometimes it means that they want somewhere where they feel secure, where they feel safe, in order to rest. In those tight spaces, they feel quite secure.
It's not just cats that are a little bit weird, is it? That cat owners can have a few slightly interesting things that they do with their cats, can't they?
Yeah. Well, one of the research was that many owners communicate with their cat by singing to them, and I don't see anything wrong with that, really. Why not?
Do you think... it also says that 2 in 5 treat them as a friend, which I can kind of understand. Yeah. You know, you develop that special bond to them. And 4 out of 5 take every opportunity to talk to them. Do you think singing to them, talking to them is beneficial to your relationship with your cat?
Well, it's certainly not harmful. Whether it means anything to the cat, unlikely. It's not cat language, so yeah, but there's no harm in it.
All right, well, there are lots of various interesting things between a person and their cat, aren't there? Thank you so much to Eleanor Hinson for giving us a little insight into the behaviour of cats, and also a little bit of an insight there into the behaviour of their owners as well.